Had him up here for a while, huh?
He's over.
Oh, that's that little guy right there.
Tom Bundy was supposed to help him.
That handsome little guy. Oh, that's
you want to do that capital transfer first,
or I'll
you
want to not? I talked to him.
You know, I can just talk about it because there's really nothing to do. I'll just, and I can bring that up first if you want. You ready?
Go ahead.
Oh, we do. Right here.
Get ready to go.
Okay. Senator Frank, on the we had on the top of the list transfers to capital. And I guess there's really no motion that's necessary, just a explanation that the sheet behind here showed some of the things that were taken out during the operating budget process on both sides, and we had a little differences, I guess, and some were moved in and considered in the capital budget, and you can see some of those changes. What really is going to happen is any numbers that we adopt, for instance, when we close out education today, there will be some SLED money and others that we will adopt in the budget. Whatever we adopt is in the operating budget. There's really no motion necessary, I don't believe, to transfer anything out of anywhere. Whatever's in the capital budget will be in the capital budget. Whatever ends up in the operating budget from the motions we make ends up in the operating budget. So it's just to try and explain what had happened. The administration had submitted numbers with their operating budget of items that had traditionally been in the capital budget. And so I just wanted to make it clear that there are really no transfers or motions that we have to make to transfer anything back, and that any items that we adopt will be adopted from the spreadsheets. Can we go to DOT?
Sure.
And Mr. Chairman, in DOT we're very close in the total numbers. There's some structural differences between the House. You combine a couple functions. General money's out of them, and at this time I would move all the Senate numbers.
Okay. Everybody have that?
$1,000.
$3,000. Okay. Senator Zara.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. According to my figures there, we're about $63,000 less than the House, and overall of about $10 million down from the governor's request. Could I just have a response from
Well, I think you want to add back in the capital monies that we had taken out. So I think it's not apples and apples to get into that.
Okay.
But yes, so we could hear a response from the minister.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I missed your question because I was
just going to ask for a response on the reduction then of about $3
million. Well, we had, I'm not sure I'm clear on.
I think what we want to make sure we what we have, if you look at the front sheet, you show monies that were taken out for the capital items.
Oh, the SLED and library operations, you mean?
No, I'm
in DOT.
Our office focused on DOT now, and
okay,
we're looking at how much we reduced from the governor's request. is his question, but I think we want to be clear that the transfers back to the capital budget should not be included in that, you know, in the reduction.
That's my understanding, is that $3 million was picked up in full on the capital side.
Yeah.
Of the part that had been transferred over.
Right. So.
One thing I did want to inquire about, it was my understanding that you were willing to at least consider the possibility of those items that have been moved over to the capital side but were operating items to show that eventually as being operating budget items in the 97 budget. Is that still a possibility, so that we don't have this situation of where they would be most appropriately placed?
There has been some discussion about that. I don't think we have made a decision.
That is in the capital budget bill that is going through the process. That's not available here.
Right, I realize that. I just wanted to pose that question and see if that was still something that was being considered, that in the capital bill it could be characterized as an operating item so that we would then start with a full operating picture for 97.
Yeah, that item is still under consideration.
Thanks.
Okay. Are there questions? Further questions?
Nope.
Are there objections to that motion? Hearing no objection, then the Senate numbers will be adopted for the transportation budget. Okay.
Public safety?
Public safety. Okay. Everybody have public safety in front of them?
Okay, Mr. Chairman, on page one, let's see, where's our speaker so they can hear me? On page one, number one, I would move a house number revised instead of minus 130 of minus 195,000 in GF, and it would still remain the 260 in fish and game funds. The only change would be minus 195 in GF. On number two, I would move the Senate number. On page two, I would move the Senate number. On page three, I would move it's actually a fund source switch, so it would be number one, a Senate would be minus 65 GF and plus 65 fish and game fines and forfeitures. On number two, I would move the Senate. On page four, the Senate. Page seven, the House. Page nine, the House. Page 11, we've already moved the Senate, data processing.
Mm-hmm.
On page 14, number one, a revised House number. Instead of 380, it would be plus 185. Number two, the House. Number three, the Senate. And number four, the Senate. Excuse me. Page 27, the House. On page 28, the Senate. And on page 29, the Senate.
Okay. Everybody understand the motion? Are there questions?
Chairman, I'm just waiting to see if OMB has a question here. I was speechless for a while, Mr. Chairman, because under transportation I picked up about $2,000, was it, for the Marine Highway?
$3,200. Oh, wait.
I think it was $2,000.
Thank you very much. The reason we were conferring was because depending on what the ultimate action is on the designated program receipts issue, we were just looking at the implications for page 27 here, where it is a designated program receipts, and just thinking about a smaller cut would not be as much of an issue if that counted as part of the designated program receipts under the version ultimately adopted. So, but I think we could either work that out later, or it could be perhaps done through LBNA. But that's what we were checking on.
Any other questions? Are there objections to the motion? Okay, hearing no objection, then public safety will be adopted and closed.
Education.
Okay, let's stand at ease for a second. Okay, education.
Mr. Chairman, I would move on page 1, the Senate, page 2, the Senate, page 3, the Senate, page 4, the Senate, page 5, the Senate, page 6, the Senate, page 7, the Senate, page 8, the Senate, page 9, the Senate, page 10, the Senate, page 13, the House, number 1, and the Senate, number 2. Page 14, the Senate at a revised number of 30,000 instead of 50. Page 18, the Senate number, a revised Senate number of minus 110. On the top of the next page, it looks like page 1, but if it's the Senate number. On page 22, the Senate. Page 23, the House. Page 24, the Senate. Page 25, the Senate. Page 27, the Senate. Page 33, a changed House number, and this will be, a changed House number, eliminate the federal receipts restriction, so there would be no reduction in the federal receipts, and the GF match, instead of minus 311.4, minus 105. That leaves them with $460,000, which is what they said they needed to match full federal funding. On page 34, the Senate number of but a reduced of minus 40. On page 47, the Senate number 1, the Senate. Page 47, number 1, the Senate, number 2, the Senate, and number 3, the Senate. Page 48, the Senate. Page 49, number 1, a revised Senate number of 50. And number 2, the Senate. Page 50, a revised Senate number of 41.7. On page 57, revised House number of, we'll cross off the reduction in the federal receipts and cross off the reduction in the general fund. Becomes a minus, it just leaves the minus 166 GF.
Questions?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman.
Grisendorf.
Yeah, on page 8, pupil trans. We now, what I hear by
various letters of intent, various pieces of legislation that are floating around, such as Senate Bill 216, which you just had on the floor there. You're talking about changing the funding so that not only do you fund school bus contractors, but also school districts that are going to be running buses. Is this correct?
That is not correct.
Not? Well, good.
The bill just failed. 3 votes for it and 16 against, I think.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I also see it, however, that letters of intent throughout this trying to do the same thing. And I guess what I'm concerned about, that there would be roughly, well, over $3 million that would be needed by changing our approach to that. And, of course, that you either add $3 million to it or a lot of school districts in the state are going to be denied access to some of those funds there. And I'm concerned about that, but I'm glad that we restored the full funding. But this other little thing kind of bothers me.
Yeah, I've argued against that amendment 3 times now on the floor and lost all 3 times. Today, we did have it come in as amendment, and then the bill failed on the first. It's been reconsidered, and I hope that it'll be taken out tomorrow. I think it is inappropriate to move that money around unknowingly, you know, on the floor. And if we take the Senate number, we'll have an amount equal to last year. It's, and I think most districts will know then what they're going to be receiving. Whereas if we do some change, I don't think people will know exactly how it will affect their district. Although I think there has been a run done. In fact, I think Senator Halford has one right there. But yeah, I'm concerned about it. I think there's other concerns.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you
for bringing that to our attention.
Well, Mr. Chairman, just one last comment. I appreciate the conference committee in dealing with the arts. I think they now can match the money that they need.
All right, other questions or comments? Okay, is there any objection to the motion? Okay, hearing no objection, then the Department of Education items will be adopted, and that department will be closed. Okay.
Fishing games.
Fishing game.
On page 1, number 1, and wait till everybody gets to the page.
Thank you.
Fish and Game, page 1, number 1, the Senate, number 2, the Senate, page 2, the number 1, it's only 1, but it's number, the Senate, page 3, the Senate, page 5, geez, how are we going to do? On page 5, we would cross off everything. The first line would be eliminated. The Senate, the line 1 would be eliminated. Number 2, parens, would be changed to 2, I believe it's 214. And lines 3 and 4 would be eliminated. It would just read number 2, North Cook Inlet Chinook Salmon Assessment, not management area.
Okay, can you repeat yourself?
I can try. It would be a Senate number, but you would take the unallocated language through projects. The minus 43 would be gone. The Kenai River Riparian Assessment would not be there. You'd scratch that off. Number 2 would just read Northern Cook Inlet Chinook Salmon Assessment of 214 instead of 261.2. And then everything 3 and 4 there, Kodiak Management Area Contribution and also Anchor River, those would be crossed off as well.
Okay. So are you? What is the, where it says Senate unallocated reduction to Region 1 King tags? What's that number now?
0.
0. Okay. So what we have is a a Senate number of 214 for Northern Cook Inlet Chinook Salmon Assessment? Okay, everybody clear on that? There, well, let's see, I guess we'll keep going.
Page 8. Number 1, the Senate. Number 2, the Senate. Number 3, the Senate. Number 4, a revised Senate number of minus 500. Number 5, we will change that to be Senate number of minus 81.5 fish and game funds and plus 81.5 interagency receipts.
Would you repeat that, Mr. Chair?
Yeah, on number 5, it would be a Senate number, instead of minus 163.1 in fish and game, it would be minus 81.5 fish and game and plus 81.5 interagency receipts. Number 6 would be the Senate. Page 16, a revised Senate number of minus 25. On page 20, a revised Senate number of minus 181.2. And on the next section, this is in Habitat, we'll take page 22, the Senate. We need to add, a revised number of, because of the different structures, there's a 145.2 general fund match that will be added at the bottom of the line there.
142.5?
145.2.
GF.
GF match. On page 23, the Senate, at the bottom of that line, will be plus 37.0 in GF match. And on page 25, the Senate. Page 26, the Senate, and page 27, the Senate. And I believe the net result of that is 40,000. The original was about, the Senate had cut, I believe, 220,000 below the House, and this ends up with a net of 40,000 below the House.
We're back to order. Are there questions? Representative Grudendorf.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Of all the budgets that we've worked with, this has probably been the most difficult one. And I'm concerned when we look at wildlife conservation, to me that seems to be a very heavy hits there. A lot of it was miscellaneous. Seem to be the big things that were knocked out of each area there. And I am concerned, I know we moved some things into the capital budget, some of the items that might fit under here, but I don't know how we can correct this, but I just wanted to express my concern here and wonder if the, well, as well as dealing with habitat, but I wondered if Ann Lee might have something she'd like to say.
I do appreciate that there are some things that have been dealt with, some of the concerns we had raised in what you've done here, and also some in the capital budget. We still, as we had described to you a week or so ago, even if the conference committee had taken the most favorable numbers, we still had some concerns and have presented some requests for additional funding beyond the conference committee numbers. I would also like to point out that we are concerned about the structure proposed for Habitat and would really like some reconsideration of that for going to the proposal made by the agency for Habitat. And there may be some others we'll want to deal with more specifically, but as a group, that one is an area that we'd still like to continue to discuss with you before the end of the session. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Senator Barr? Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Of course, I'm very much concerned about this this department as well, and a little bit disappointed there that they kind of became the target, I guess, and then the shuffling around of fisheries receipts and moving from project to project has, I think, could cause some serious problems. And I think probably right now, with the condition of the resources and the imminent takeover of federal management, that this is probably not the time that the state should be taking some of these drastic moves in terms of this particular department. I will be objecting to the adoption of this recommendation.
Okay. Motion is on the table. There is objection. Is there further debate or discussion? Ready for the motion, or ready for the vote, I should say. Okay, those in favor of the motion, raise your hand. Those opposed? Okay, the motion does carry. Department numbers will be adopted, and Department of Fish and Game will be closed.
Chairman, could I do one thing? It's come up in forestry. Maybe make a motion to open back up. And I'll tell you, before we even do it, it's just changed one of the specific allocations we had to an unallocated reduction, same dollar amount, but removed the gives the department more flexibility. That is in the Department of Natural Resources. In forest management, I'd like to move that first, I guess, that we reopen forest management and development.
Okay, is there objection to reopening forest management and development?
And it was on page 2 of the Department of Natural Resources sheet, and it's page 10, forest management and development, under number 2. Just eliminate the specifics about the deputy director position and make that a miscellaneous reduction.
Okay.
Not to change the dollar amount, but...
Everybody understand the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Okay, hearing no objection, the motion carries. The language would be changed to reflect a miscellaneous reduction. Okay, then, is there anything else come before us today?
I don't believe we had anything else that we were going to do today, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, if not,
scheduled for tomorrow at
3 o'clock?
3 o'clock.
Okay, just like today, we're adjourned.